The following program has been paid for by Vital Ministries of Oskaloosa, Iowa.
Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you on this Sunday. We are excited about some upcoming news, some things that are happening, some events that are all but here. In 2 weeks, we are going to have on March 8th our next Vital Gathering. Again, hear that, on March 8th, our next Vital Gathering at Debbie Celebration Barn. Now, this event's on a Sunday evening, and it goes from 5 to 7 o'clock. It's going to be a great time for family, to bring family, friends, and just a time where we come and we have food together. We enjoy fellowship, a time where we sit down, have a meal, and just have great food, and just get to know each other a little bit better. Not very often we get those opportunities where we can sit down and do something like this. And then after that is over with, then we're going to have a time of worship music, a time where we can go and have the presence of the Holy Spirit, have the Holy Spirit speak to us and give us the words that Jesus wants for our lives, moments where we can sit and we can worship and praise Jesus for who he is. And what a great opportunity that we can do that as well. And we have, folks, I gotta be honest and also to a little bit selfish here. We have probably one of the best worship teams around, and I'm not just saying that lightly. It is phenomenal. We've got folks, we got young people all the way from 15 to playing a set of drums to a gentleman that's in his 70s that plays a bass guitar, probably two of the best worship leaders around. I encourage you to not miss this opportunity. It's going to be fantastic. Also, too, we're going to be doing a special teaching. We're going to talk about what is your dreams? What is the vision that the Lord has for you in your life? And a lot of times we fall into complacency with that, and we just settle. So I'm just going to encourage you. It's going to be a great time of teaching. Then we'll have again another moment of presence of the Holy Spirit with song. And also, too, we'll have a coffee time afterwards where you can visit, talk about what we just talked about. And we're also, too, having some special guests from Bethel that are going to be their prayer team. Some people that out of Pella, Iowa. They have moved from the Bethel experience, the Bethel worship that's over in California, and they moved here. And they are going to be with us on that night on March 8th. Just an opportunity to help you to pray for things, help you to seek the Lord, and what is the vision? What is the dreams that God has for you? It's a night you're not going to want to miss. Again, that's March 8th from 5 to 7 o'clock p.m., Debbie Celebration Barn. Everyone's welcome, so don't miss out on that. Also, too, what we got coming up is as well, just encourage you, we continue daily to send out Vital Men and Vital Women devotionals. Just an opportunity for you to get plugged into a deeper way of that spark in your day to sit back and get an inspiration from the different writers. We have 5 writers who write for the men specifically, and that is, they just do an exceptional job. And then also to my wife, she takes care of the women's side of it, and it's just a nugget, but man, is it ever powerful what she writes. And again, I just encourage you to plug into those things as well. So don't miss out on those Vital Ministries, Vital Men, Vital Women devotionals that can be sent to you. Go to vitalministries.org for all of our events and all the things that's coming up, that's coming our way. And also, too, we've got figured out where we're headed on the men's ride. We're looking at the weekend that's going to be in June. For all you men, you avid motorcycle riders, we have a motorcycle ride for you. We're going to head to Lois Hills there on the west side of Iowa, and just a great time as men, a 3-day weekend. I'll give you more up to date on that, so be listening for that. And also, too, be watchful at vitalministries.org on our webpage as we give out that information. With that being said, we're going to jump into our teaching series today. But one thing I want you folks, we've been talking about what it means to have, what is your love language, and we're going to be talking about that fully. But I just want to, it is a time for both men and women to be bold about marriage itself between one man and one woman. It's essential. That is God's plan. That is the thing that is so important and for our nation. And in that, we can be, as what they say, God bless America. Only way, folks, I want you to hear me on this, is the only way that I believe that God will truly bless us show us favor is if we are a God-serving nation in everything that we do, and that is especially in the marriages that we have today. So I just encourage you to be strong, be bold, speak out. Now, do spirit of truth and love. That's essential. That's, we don't come at people, but we come with truth and love about what does God's word say. And it's going to be so essential these years ahead, that we stay in the constitution of marriage itself. And I'm just thankful that we have right now in place, in the midst of our highest esteem in our government laws today, that are advocating for marriage, one man and one woman. And we are very thankful and very blessed. But this weekend is our last teaching on what's your love language. And I think it's always important to step back and evaluate your marriage, a place in which we keep it fresh and alive. And too often, we allow complacency to enter our marriage life, and we go through what I call the motions of saying, I love you, without truly showing to one another what that means by the action of it. It can be simply words that we state, words that we say, but is there action, is there passion that's driven behind the words? Otherwise, we are just simply going through the motions of what we call marriage. But I want to encourage you, here's a few events that you might be interested in considering that's close to our area, that if you just want to get, you know what, I want to revive my marriage. Man, these two events are awesome. Maybe your marriage is struggling. Maybe your marriage is to the point of it's being held simply by a thread. I want to give you two opportunities here that's you might be willing to go to. And the first one is by Central Reformed Church right here in Oskaloosa. They are having a marriage retreat February 29th. That is actually next weekend from 3:30 to 8 o'clock at Debbie Celebration Barn right here in Oskaloosa. Now, this is going to be a great event for couples. The cost is only $50 per couple. It's just one day, 3:30 to 8. I encourage you, take the time. Men, lead the way on this. This would be an opportunity for you to plug in and enhance your marriage. And the second one is this. I've actually went to this. It's organized by Family Life. A Weekend to Remember. Now, the closest one to us that gives us a little bit of time so you can do some preparation is in Omaha, Nebraska. It's on March 6th through the 8th, and it's the Omaha Marriott downtown. I guarantee, folks, that will be a nice place, a great event. The cost is $175. Per couple. Now, again, you might be saying, Mike, that's a lot of money. Yes. But what price can you truly put on having investing in your marriage and making your marriage stronger, making your marriage grow, and what God would have for you in that marriage? So I just encourage you, here's a couple of things that you can get plugged in. And again, I encourage us all that not only do we keep our marriages alive, but we keep them revived. These are just a few of the opportunities, again, to look close to that's in our listing area. But let's get right into the teaching this morning and take a quick glance of where we've come from. And maybe today you've been driving down the highway, whatever distance that you might be. I know that KBOE reaches out a long distance, KBOE 104.9 FM. I want to thank you this morning as you travel today that you take time to listen. And I always hope that the inspiration of the Holy Spirit speaks to you. It's just not another podcast. It's just not another thing that you're hearing somebody speak and whatnot. I pray that today that these words that we're talking about this morning, these giftings of the five love languages really encourage you. Maybe today you're traveling on your way to church. Again, folks, I want to thank you in our listening area for participating and taking time on your way to church to listen. There's a whole lot of other things that you could listen to or do, and I just want to say thank you. And maybe those of you who are sitting home today, this is your church. I want to thank you for being a part of Vital Ministries as we do our best to send out what I believe inspirational sermons, teachings that will inspire us and to go deeper into what God has for us. And with this being said, this is our last weekend as we discuss marriage. Now, we've been on the topic of five love languages, which is a book that was written by Gary Chapman. And again, I encourage you to get that book. It is outstanding. It's something that would be an investment, taking time to as couples as you look into what are those love languages that speak into your spouse's life. What is it that there are that is who they are, and you can invest in that. We've talked about love language number one, which was words of affirmation, using words to build up the other person. Thanks for taking, for example, thanks for taking out the garbage, as opposed to, now, it's about time you took the garbage out. See, this is just a brief example that we can use, but words of affirmation, of thanking your spouse for doing something positive or doing some sort of act for you that helps you, and you give them a word of affirmation. That's so important today. Simply this: show a little kindness, and we could all do so much better that, and especially in our marriages, both men and women. Watch how you talk with each other. Use words of affirmation, things that are positive as opposed to being negative. Number two, the second love language is quality time. It's giving your spouse moments of what I would call as far as the attention, that it's undirected. It's very focused. You're paying attention to them. For example, it's simply sitting together on the couch and you don't have the TV on, but you're listening, you're communicating, or maybe you're sitting out and you've got a place of a screened-in porch or a sun area or something like that, or you go out and have a cup of coffee. You just taking quality time. Oftentimes, I'll see couples, they'll go up into different places of the local coffee houses, sitting across from each other, having a cup of coffee, and having an undivided intent conversation with each other. Man, what a great thing to do. That's what I call quality time, things that do things like that. And the third love language that we've already talked about is receiving gifts. Gifts say to your spouse that, hey, I'm thinking about you. I want you to know that. And your spouse just responds, I want you to thank you for it's gifts that's received, because you're telling that person, I love you. Nothing speaks louder than I would say this than a bouquet of flowers for your spouse, for your wife. Man, sending those to different things. I know my wife, when I send her a bouquet of flowers, I know she comes home gleaning from that as she works at the school. It's a highlight of her day. It's just, as she walks down that hall, it's important to her that my man loves me. And I think it's so awesome. And same thing with wives to your husband. You know, there's options of different things. So whatever it might be, maybe it's whatever their passion is. You know, maybe simply a bottle of cologne or something like that. Not the intent that, hey, man, you need to smell better. But what's the intention is to say, I love you. And I love when my wife takes those moments and buys those things for me. Because what it communicates is that you're important and I love you. And that's part of a love language that says, I love receiving gifts. Now, today we're going to look at our last two that I think are so very important. And the fifth one is, I think, essential in a marriage. And we'll go a little bit in depth and be careful of how we touch those things, because I know there's a little bit of those things that can be a little bit, we want to, as the ears that are listening, and also to make sure that we're paying attention to how we say things. But it's the love language of acts of service. It says this in Proverbs 11:25, whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and the one who waters will himself be watered. Isn't that a good word in Proverbs? Acts of service are taking action, like cooking a meal, to setting a table, to emptying a dishwasher or vacuum, or changing a baby's diaper, to multitudes of other acts of service. The key is doing the act to show that you love your spouse. The real importance here is doing the acts of service is doing them with the right attitude. My wife always really appreciates me, and she does two things but I'm also in the acts of service. There's sometimes the little things taken care of, and I'll go a little bit more detail, but I just encourage you, think about what those acts of service are that speak into your spouse's life. Now, one of the acts of service, again, that I do, a chore that I do for my wife, is making sure that, for instance, the vehicle that she drives, this is one area that I take on and take care of her. I make sure that the tires are aired up. She tells me, Mike, I got some low tires. She loves it when I simply go outside, take the time, and get those tires aired up for her, because she knows that her safety is important to me, not only to her. Also, too, I pay attention to when she needs to have her oil changed on her vehicle. Hey, we need to get this done. If you need me to set up the appointment, what is it that you need? I'm on top of it. I'm doing that. Also, too, washing, cleaning it out, those items like that. It's so important. It's taking time, because my wife does such a beautiful job in our home itself. She takes the time, and it's absolutely cleaned and cleaned up to a T, and she loves that. This woman is a cleaning machine, and I just love it. I come home in our home, but my way of taking care of things is just simply like things like doing taking care of the vehicle. There's different acts of service, folks, if you're listening to me this morning, about within a marriage relationship that you can do that will enhance your marriage and do and have great rewards. Another act of service that I like is simply is And men, I want you to listen to me on this one. This is important. The act of service is I make sure that we go to church together. I don't let her prod me. I don't let her ask me or do. It's my place as the leader of the home to step up and make sure that we're going. Now, we are empty nesters. Our kids are now gone. But when the kids were home, that was also on me. So often I hear wives telling me that they take their children to church and their husband stays home. Now, I want you to listen to me, folks, and especially men. Men, lead the way in this. Get your wife, get your family. This is an act of service that will have long-term dividends within your family itself. And also, too, will show this is how you do life. And I'm so excited today in our relationship, especially with my own children. I got one son. Obviously, he's a church planter. He's leading a church. But those examples by going out and leading my family and getting him involved in church was a way that he wanted to do and plant a church and do some things different that he could do in his church plant. Now, my wife, our other daughter, she lives in Colorado Springs with her husband. Same thing. I love it when my son-in-law takes his family to church. He sees it's important. See, guys, I want you to hear me on this again. It's taking the responsibility of not only leaving acts of service physically for your spouse, but also acts of service spiritually. Spiritually for her, and also spiritually for your children. That is a responsibility. And I don't mean this to come down on men by any means, but it's important. Hear me on this. It's essential, and I promise you the dividends and even how your wife looks at you and all these other things will just be so important. It's also important to acts of service that come out of love and not out of demand. That's important too. There are some stereotypes out there that believe the wife is to take care of all the household loads at home. And the man is simply to come home and he just sits back and kicks back and let the wife continue to take over. And that's absolutely the farthest thing from the truth. My wife will always ask me from time to time. She'll ask me for different acts of service as she's getting ready. Hey, I'm falling a little bit behind. Will you fold the laundry for me real quick? My action should be absolutely sure. I'll take care of it. How can I help? And our spouse is not what I would call our indentured servant. And to wait upon us hand and fist, we are to share the load together, and out of that comes the acts of service. Now, here are some ideas that you might think of as that might speak into that love language. If that is your spouse's act of service, is their love language, here's just a few suggestions. Number one, ask your spouse if you can help them make their day a little easier by helping them with a chore or running an errand for them. Man, what that speaks volumes into a love language, and you just give that opportunity to do that. Number two is, while your spouse is away, ask your kids to help that you can do to acts of service for your spouse when they come home. What a great surprise it is, because a lot of times I hear wives share, they go out, they're gone for a weekend, they've gone with some other ladies, or they went on a retreat, or something else is going on, and they come home and they just wonder, oh, now what kind of condition is the house going to be? Man, I tell you what a great thing is men could speak up and have your kids help and have fun doing it. Turn the radio up, have some good music going on, and just enjoy and have a time. And so when mom comes home, she is blessed by coming home to a clean house. How cool would that be? The other one is hire someone for the active service. A lot of times we can do that as well. Our spouse gets overrun. Maybe the act of service you can do is say, hey, honey, I'm going to take care of this. I'm just going to hire someone. I know you're way behind. I know you're working 40-plus hours a week. I want to make sure our home's taken care of. And I'm just going to have somebody come in and help us out a little bit this weekend or this week and get some things taken care of. See, these are all just what I would call just a few acts that we can do, acts of service that speak into the love language of our spouse. Now we're going to speak with the fifth and final love language today, and that is physical touch. See, physical touch is a powerful love language for communicating your love for your spouse. It all engulfs holding hands to kissing to embracing to the physical touch between a husband and a wife. Oftentimes, men will lean into the romantic side of the physical touch, but it's more than that. A lot of times we want to see that. And the men, as men, I'm a man myself, man, everything is from the physical point and also too from from what we see. But it's greater than that. I hope that we get a glimpse of that this morning, of the importance. It's important to make the physical touch, it can make or break a marriage. If physical touch is represented by two partners And if it's not done through in the correct manner or it's not done at all, a marriage can spiral down quick and fast. We forget we're simply cohabitating together in the house, sleeping in the same bed with no love being experienced. This is a truly love language. By no means am I saying I figured it out, but I hope you do, that you discuss that this and that you get a better understanding what physical touch is and how it's important in a marriage. For some people, physical touch starts with simply holding hands or going on a walk or sitting on a bench with your arms around your spouse. I love watching people who are older, and especially when my mom was still around and still alive. But I'd love standing back and watch my parents as they would sit and they would walk together, and you'd see my dad would go out and he would grab my mom's hand, and I would see them going walking. It was priceless moments, and my dad would share with me about the moments in which he and mom would go roller skating together and do what I would call the dance on the skates, holding hands. It was truly a sight to watch, and those moments that I can still see in my father's eyes, even though my mother has been gone all but a little over 10 years now, that missing of that physical touch of her. Those moments are priceless. Another form of physical touch is the appropriate touch, is a rub on the neck or a touch of a finger on an arm. This is simply a subtle way of expressing to your spouse that, hey, I love you. You are important. Also, cuddling with your spouse, watching a movie on the couch to an early morning wake up with arms around each other with no intimacy being intended, but you're simply together in those moments of enjoying and expressing the physical touch without intimacy being part of it. But see, also too, there is the romantic intimacy that's also important, the physical touch that I believe is essential in a marriage. It's the result of the captivating things that are happening between a wife and a husband. And it's important for us to see that. And the main thing I want you to see, the importance of the touch, is again, it's by God's design. It's between a man and a woman. Genesis 22:24 speaks of that. But again, it's the importance of the oneness within marriage. It says in Genesis 2:24, this is why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife. The two become one. Oneness not only includes in marriage, but it also includes oneness in lovemaking. A good and healthy sex life is important in marriage for both the man and the wife. It's essential, and a lot of times we push back on that. A lot of times we're afraid to speak into that, but it's essential. I tell you what, I always say this, and again, I'm going to ask for an umbrella of mercy about this morning. I see men when the physical touch, and especially the intimacy, is healthy within the confines. Again, hear me on this. Is healthy within the confines of marriage, the marriage bedroom itself. Men walk and stand taller. And I'm just saying that by experience. It's so important. And wives, I hope you hear that. And also to give an umbrella of mercy when I'm speaking about this too. But also, too, it's essential for that to happen as well. A wife will stand taller and walk greater and more confident if she knows that she's cherished by her husband. Men, hear me on this, that she's cherished. If you cherish her before you get into the bedroom, the act of the bedroom will be a great experience, but the both have to work hand in hand. It's essential for a marriage to work. If those two ingredients are not closely hand in hand with each other, the intimacy of the bedroom will simply be an act of service, no more and no less. So I encourage you, physical touch, it's important. It's probably one of the greatest five love languages that can be expressed within a marriage itself. But it's important that's done between a man and a woman, between a husband and a wife, not outside of marriage. Please hear me that. I'm saying it's within the confines of marriage, and it's important. And out of that becomes the beautiful design that God created between one man, one woman, of how marriage should be. And that oneness, not only in the physical touch, the things that is the, what I would say, the foregoing to the intimacy of a bedroom, becomes essential. So I encourage you with that this morning. Those are good things, the five love language. So I hope as we've participated in those today, that these become something of the love languages that we participate in, that we can take these to a next level. We've learned a lot in the last 3 weeks about it, what it'd be the month of February, the month of love is what I call it. We've taken time, set times apart, and talked about why it's important to understand each other's five love languages. So I just encourage you on that. If you would, I want to have a word of prayer with you this morning as we pray to the Lord about the physical love languages that we have between each other. Dear Jesus, again, I just thank you so much for who you are. And I just pray that maybe there's some marriages out there that could just be, they need some enhancing. They need some more fire, some more passion in their marriage. I pray that Holy Spirit, that you would go and you would speak to both of them, that you would help them, the ways of communicating so they can experience the oneness that marriage has in all these five love languages. And also too, that the act of that, the physical touch, the act of being the intimacy, Lord, is simply what I would call the gift that you give us out of the other things that happen between a man and a woman, a man and a woman who are married. Lord, you created marriage. We thank you that it's a good thing, that even the intimacy itself is something that you created between a man and a wife that is important in a marriage. We thank you for that. And Lord, I just pray over those marriages that are struggling this morning. I pray that maybe there's opportunities that they can go and do something greater and trust you, Jesus, so that they can have the oneness, the completeness that they're both looking for in a marriage. But it's only done and designed by you. And we thank you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. Folks, I pray that these five love languages has been something that has enhanced you, maybe gave you a nugget of something that can make your marriage stronger, things that can be done. And again, I just encourage you, get the book, The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. It's an outstanding read. I have literally, folks, just to be real honest with you, have just scratched the surface of how important these five acts of love are between a man and a wife, between a husband and a wife themselves, in the confines within marriage that makes marriages stronger. So I just encourage you to step and grow into that. Now, our next teaching series that we're going to start on that's coming up is we're going to look at five hidden people as we get ready to head for Easter, the beginning of March. It's unbelievable how fast Easter is coming. We're literally less than 6 weeks away from Easter itself. But we're going to look at five lives that are hidden within the time of the Easter, on the journey that Jesus took to the cross, that these five people played hidden roles, but man, were they extraordinary roles. You're not going to want to miss this next teaching series as we start this next week, as we travel the road together, as the blessing of the one true God, as Jesus Christ came and died for our sins, to see these five people and the roles they played. Folks, I want to thank you again for listening. I pray that as you're traveling today that you travel safely. Be watching as you go. And I want to thank you for participating in Vital Ministries. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.